Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Roleplay Central. I had it right the first time. In this episode, we're going to be doing a bit of an interesting thing that isn't really done much.
I've never seen it done. He's the only one that's seen it done.
I've seen it done a couple times, and that was like years ago. But I'm going to take a magic back. So just, this is Dominaria Remastered for those that care. We're going to open this pack and go card by card. We're going to shuffle it and then go card by card and kind of create a one shot out of it to the best of our abilities. And we've got various different types of
Building tools. Yeah, I'm going to use the Tome of Adventure Design to help.
Yeah. All right.
We should probably look at multiple cards at a time.
Yeah. So, like, right. Do we want to, like, just lay out the whole thing?
Or should we... It might be helpful, because, like, if we... I don't know. I mean,
so maybe what we do is we lay out the whole thing.
I think that it makes more sense if we reveal multiple cards at a time. That way we have more to work on.
I think what we should do is
like, because we need to... we need what kind of adventure it is. We need, like... So, like, if there is a bad guy, we need to know who it is.
So we could put all the cards.
What kind of location we're in, right? That's a good, like the land card can probably give us a biome that we're a general biome that we're in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'll lay out all the cards, and then we can just make sure we include
draw
as
them
as
and tell us what
that.
They are, and then we'll do some.
Right. Yeah, because I'll need to say for the video to put up the cards so that we can see.
Yeah. Tell us what's in it.
Okay. So, well, we have an elephant token.
Okay, so possible elephant.
We've got a plains as the land. Okay. And then I'll just go Acacial and Javaneers, one soldier.
Are elephants... don't they, isn't that, like, kind of where they hang out anyways? Mm-hmm. The plains.
Yeah. Do you guys want me to, like, read the full card? Or just, like,
basically, just, yeah.
Okay. So we got, like, a 1-1 soldier here.
Okay, soldiers.
Cation Javelineers.
Okay.
How do you even say this name? Hyalopterus Lemure? It's a 4-3 spirit with a... ability that gives it flying.
We got soldiers, we got ghosts, we got elephants.
So far, so good. Battlefield Scrounger, 3-3. It puts cards from your graveyard on the bottom of your library and gets bigger. It's a centaur.
Okay.
We have
getting a lot of creature ideas.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's going to keep going for
it's
me.
It's alright. No, keep going.
a Ridgetop Raptor. 2-1 double strike, dinosaur beast. Cloud of Fairies, a 1-1 flyer that untaps lands. Fairy, of course. Festering Goblin, zombie goblin.
Goblins, fairies, ghosts, soldiers, elephants.
We got a Nightmare Drake. Wormfang Drake is the name.
Diverse adventure.
Giant Spider, which is spider, obviously. With
DEI adventure.
Alright, here we go. First thing that's not a creature. Alright, it's an enchantment. Veiled Serpent.
Okay.
When an opponent casts a spell, if this is an enchantment, it becomes a creature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so never mind. It's a creature.
It's all good. We can figure it out.
Faceless Butcher. More creature.
Okay.
Nightmare
is that
horror.
Like a demon?
So nightmare.
Oh, it's a nightmare. Okay. So it's like an aberration kind of a thing in D&D terms.
Yep. Okay. So we've got what's the first sorcery. It's a split card.
Okay. What is it?
The left half is all lands you control become 1/1 creatures until they end a turn. And then the right half is return target creature card from the graveyard to the battlefield. You lose life equal to its mana value.
Okay. What?
Then we got Turnabout. Instant, choose an artifact, creature, or land, tap all untap permanents of the chosen type, and untap, or untap all tap permanents of that type. And then, Interesting. Sylvan Library.
What's that?
It's a 2-mana enchantment. You draw more cards on your upkeep. Mm-hmm. You draw 2 additional cards, and then for each of those cards, you pay 4 life or put it in on top.
Okay.
And then Spiritmonger, which is a 6/6 beast that gets bigger when it deals damage to a creature, and then it regenerates and becomes the color of your choice. So
yeah,
it's like a monster monster fest.
Do you want to
instead of going?
I have an
all the cards. What if
no,
we
no,
just?
Well, no, no, no.
Yeah,
what
no,
the
no,
point
we're
is,
just building,
is,
we're just
like,
building the adventure from this. I mean, we don't have to use every single monster.
No, but we want to. We just want to see what we've got.
Hey, so okay.
This is our.
Do any of the? I'm just gonna ask. Do any of the cards have flavor text?
A lot of them do.
Oh, okay.
So
anything interesting?
So the spirit.
Is there any
I was wrong. Not harmless at all.
Okay. So yeah, if there's anything interesting in the
Skirt Grinch has many wonderful things to discover. So, do you like escape routes?
To help us out with this part, do you want to roll to find out what kind of adventure it is?
Yes.
Okay. Roll a D100, John.
The Festering Goblin's flavor text is kind of interesting. In life, it was a fetid, disease-ridden thing. In death, not much has changed.
Roll a D100 and tell me what it is.
Then there's only other like 2 other cards that have flavor text.
Do we have an idea for a location? For a general location, we can figure it's like in a plains type of a biome. Okay, so we have an idea of a location. We're gonna roll for what type of adventure it is, and then from there we can go even farther if we need to.
Yeah.
And then we can. So, is there any other interesting flavor text?
The only other flavor text on here is the best cure for a big ego is a little failure.
66.
Okay. It's location based. Okay. So roll another D100.
Oh, there's one more.
19.
One more piece of flavor text.
And then another one.
92.
So the adventure is defend from attack. We're defending a village from an attack.
Okay.
A lot of monsters.
Yeah.
What kind of monster? What kind of monster is attacking the village? Is there any more prevalent monster there than any other monster, or are they all different types?
Well, this is like the biggest multicolored, like a big multicolored.
What is it?
Spiritmonger 6/6.
So, do we want to say it's being attacked by spirits?
Yeah.
We're defending a village from evil beast spirits.
Yeah.
Evil elephant spirits.
Yeah, I'm down.
Evil right, elephant spirits. These are spirits. These are like the maybe the people of the village are doing something that the spiritual that's kind of thrown off the balance of the spiritual world, mm-hmm. Right? And the spirits are taking revenge, basically.
Well, what That's if we idea. Take Sylvan Library too? Like you can say part of the thing is you have to go to a library to learn how to stop the people coming or the things coming.
Yeah, maybe that's that's part of it. Like the players have to seek out information on the spirits right in at the library.
Yeah,
at this ancient library. Right, to be able to fend off the spirits or appease the spirits, right? Mm-hmm. That's another option.
Yeah.
Right. What do you guys think? Any other ideas? So we have that. That's a good start. That's a really good start. So now we have two major beats, right? Where the spirits are attacking, the players have to go find the information to figure out how to either appease the spirits or destroy the spirits.
Yeah.
And then they have to defend the village from the spirits.
And I think how you defend, right. like you're, like maybe there's some sort of like person in the village trying to cast this spell, which is this life part, which will make, since we're in a plains, all the all dead things nearby become creatures for a certain amount of time.
Okay, so he's trying to do that to say it, to defeat the spirits.
Yep.
Okay, so we have another character NPC that's also trying to defeat the spirits.
Right, and then also on that note, like maybe,
do you want? No.
The javelineers, like maybe that's the townspeople.
Do you want to roll for a? Oh, never mind. Should we just, like, do you want to roll for a patron, like somebody hired these guys, or do you want, or should we just, like, suggest that the players are from the village?
Good question. I think...
I mean, both would work, right? Either the, I mean, we could just suggest both, right, in the written version.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so roll another D100, John.
It's working better than I thought it would.
What did you say?
49.
This is a D1000 table.
No
49.
Point. Dude, okay. D1000?
What?
It's a
D1000. Oh, crap. Dang it.
What?
It was a D1000 table and I forgot. I told him it was D100.
254.
Okay. Yeah. I totally forgot. 254. Who's the possible patron? Oh, it's a minor deity in disguise. Maybe it's a deity that recognizes like the danger that these spirits are revolting is going to cause, right? And it hires the it adopts a disguise and hires the players to solve the issue. Because we could just... but anyways.
Yeah.
So what else? Do we need anything else? What?
I mean
the... Should we roll for... What? So what would the... We could roll for a like...
So this is what we've got so far.
We can roll for a villain. Maybe a villain is the one that instigated this. You want to roll for a villain?
Sure. We could also try to tie that villain to something else.
Yeah.
We got a dinosaur. We got goblin. We got drakes.
Yeah. Right now we know that evil elephant spirits are attacking the village. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, do we have a something that we could use as a villain? Like something that's actually causing this.
What if it's that enchantment?
Yeah, I was thinking that too, because the name sounds cool, Veiled Serpent.
Oh yeah?
Because it could be a
We could use that.
Yeah.
So the Veiled Serpent, maybe this is like a...
This is
an enemy of this minor deity.
Yeah, but like the veiled part fits with the disguise you're talking about. So,
well, no, I mean, the deity is the one that hired you. Okay. So like the bad guy is also veiled.
Right.
Right, because it's an enemy of the deity that hired you.
We could use Turnabout and act like we're hired to attack it. Like, we use... The enemies hired us to attack the village and then turn about. Like, some sort of event happens and then you're actually fighting for the village instead.
Yeah, we could try to make that work.
I don't know. That's just an idea.
That might right be now we
a
have...
little too difficult to figure out.
Yeah, I mean... It's supposed to be a one-shot, so we don't want too many...
Yeah.
Too many beats.
So let's figure out where we're at. John, what do you have down?
So, defending the village from spirit beasts.
Yeah.
Heroes must search the library
on
or appease the spirits.
What's the library's name again? The Sylvan Library.
Sylvan. Even fits. It's a forested library.
But I like where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there's a deity who's disguised.
The hires, the adventurers. Yeah.
And then there's a veiled serpent.
That's the enemy of the deity that hired the players. Well, I mean, I think this is a really good start.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that might be a one shot right there.
I think
that's
so.
A lot.
Yeah. Because that already is kind of a conflict and resolution type of thing happening.
Yeah, because we have a possible resolution, right? We have a couple possible resolutions. We have a bad guy. We have a good guy that hired the players.
One thing we might want to do
We have a couple locations. We have a village. And we have a library. And
we might want to make. Between. We could make an alternate option in case characters would want to do something else and not help. Or try to help.
If you're playing
way.
A one shot, usually the players are going. Well, the players should be on board.
Have a path.
Right.
Gotta go.
It's
yeah.
Well, no. There are options here.
Right.
Right. It's not a path that you have to go down. There are multiple options here. Right. Like you.
You one could, shots are yeah. typically more of a railroad.
Yeah, exactly. It's typically more linear. So, like, you're not assuming that the players are going to fight back.
You still give options, but
right.
They should all lead to the same result.
But I think this is. I think what we have is good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Like,
I think we're good.
All right. Well, we'll flesh it out and post it.
We'll post it on our blog.
Yeah.
Or we can sell it.
Yeah.
We can sell that too. We could do like a demo on the blog. I don't know if you could do a demo adventure. Right.
Yeah.
Smaller version of the adventure.
I don't know if you've watched Kelsey Dion's videos, the Arcane Library videos, but she writes adventures, right? That's her she writes a lot of adventures, and she on her YouTube channel she goes through the adventure step by step for like DMs that would want to run it. Mm-hmm. Right, she goes through it and walks the DM through the adventure. So like we could do a thing like that, like make a video,
yeah,
like walking through the actual
adventure
as it's fleshed out.
Yeah, let's do that.
But,
so
we'll have to name the village. What's the name of the village?
It starts with an S.
What does it end with, John? And I'll throw something out. What letter does it end with?
A Z.
Don't make it complicated. Or make it complicated, I guess.
Well, since there's the Sylvan Library, why don't we just call it the Sylvan Village or something?
We could call it the Sylvan Village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the minor deity?
That's a tougher question.
We can figure that out later.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that.
We'll have to figure out who that guy is.
Yeah, but overall, this is actually pretty good. We did pretty good with this. Yeah, I guess that is it for this episode. Thanks everyone again for watching, and make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe on the video and also on the RSS feed. And make sure to check out our website. www.metagamespress.com, and check out our blog and all the stuff we have for sale on the website, as well as all of our stuff on DMs Guild and DriveThruRPG. On DriveThruRPG, I actually have sort of a little bit of an announcement. The Illikin's Tome of Foes book is now officially been approved for soft cover.
Yeah, so it's
going to be public here within the next, I'd say, week or so. So you can now get your physical copies of the book if you wanted a physical copy. And you can also get, through DriveThruRPG, a bundle of both the soft cover and the PDF for a discounted price overall. So, but I think that's it. Unless you have anything else?
Not really.
All right. Well, thanks everyone again for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.